I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Feeling good, man. I'm doing group workouts, and big shout out to the Morning Messenger listeners that actually been showing up. I'm doing one tonight. You can follow me at Who's Joey Boy and get in for a free session. I'm on my fitness quest. I started my meal prepping this week. Has been great. Big shout out to AZ Prepped, who've been getting me right. I'm talking to my nurse about getting peptides. I'm drinking a lot less. I'm working out. I'm feeling good. So much so, I fit into my pound pants. Like, what are pound pants? It's that piece of article of clothing in your wardrobe, in your closet, in your drawer that you just keep around. You might have had them for years to see if you fit into them. Sienna's is a skirt.
Yes, it's a hose skirt.
It's a hose skirt.
Go to.
Right. When's the last time you wore your hose skirt?
It was probably November because that's when the holiday weight started packing on.
Where'd you wear this to? Let me guess. Red Light District.
Cobra.
Downtown.
Sienna does admit, thank you for being honest, you're about 5 pounds from getting back into your skirt.
Correct, yeah.
A lot of people, you're fluctuating, okay? So me, I'm back into my size 33 dress fancy pants, and I was at size 36 forever. I mean, I'm talking about years. I'm down, I'd say 3 sizes. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. So we asked you, what are your pound pants? And JD also has pound pants. Do you have some denim?
Some diet denims.
Diet denims.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question for you. When you go on a diet, JD, because you're pretty slim, what do you do to lose like 5-10 pounds?
Usually it's drinking.
Just the drinking.
Yeah. Usually if I get on like a party tip, it's usually holiday too.
Yeah.
But if I'm like really busy and I'm eating out more, usually when I'm like doing home cooked stuff, I eat better.
All right. So we asked you to give us a call if you want to share your story about your pound pants. 833-730-6377. Anna and Mesa, what are your pound pants?
My favorite jeans.
Your favorite jeans as well. That diet denim you were talking about,
that's
JD.
That's right. The diet denim.
Now, what size are those jeans?
They're size 5.
And what size are you now?
7.
Oh, you're around the corner.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
You're around the corner.
But it's very, very, very hard to lose my weight, especially because I have PCOS.
Oh.
Because? What is that?
It's when women struggle more to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
Hormones are like everywhere.
PCOS makes it a little harder because I believe it's like a hormone imbalance thing.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Just say it's common. Like it's a common hormonal disorder. Yeah, I got you.
No, thick thighs save lives. I think size 7 is a good size to stay.
Well, I've always been a very, very tiny girl, and right now I feel big. And my doctor said I'm, I guess, kind of obese for my height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do sound tiny. How tall are you? 5'2"?
5'2", yes.
See, I knew it.
Yeah,
it
sounds like your kid in the background can beat you up.
Yeah. I don't want to ask, but what size are you, Sienna?
I'm a 6.
6, mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's a 7. She's like you then.
Yeah.
Oh, you look fine.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know Sienna was a size 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Girl, clock it.
Dang, she said you look bigger. Damn.
I need to talk with my doctor then.
Yeah, yeah, fire here, doc. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like the average for women is a size 8-ish, so I feel like you're fine. That's just my opinion. I feel like that's decent for women.
Okay, so you have these pants. What do these pants look like?
They're just blue wash denim.
Because, you know, you go to jean shopping, it's so difficult now. They got it's slim, tough. They got baggy, they got boot
slim
cut.
Fit.
I'm from the 90s, so they're skinny jeans. I know they're out of style, but they're my favorite.
They always come back in style.
They'll eventually come back, don't worry, because those low-rise jeans, they did come back. Skinny jeans are next.
Oh.
They did.
There's a God, please, low-rise jeans for the fall. Just love that look on you women. Yeah.
What do you normally wear them with? Is it like a specific occasion? Are they like your everyday jeans? What are they?
A special occasion.
Like your man's gonna get some?
Exactly.
Hey!
That's right.
I like it.
Hey, there's no problem if you have to jump to put jeans on. That's a good problem to have, girly.
Amen, yeah. Sister.
I know that's right.
Right, Sienna?
All right, well, you're almost there, but I think size 7 is, that's a great way right
there.
Okay, but she does have pound pants as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's another one. She has them too. Okay. Now, are you going to try to lose? And if you are, what are you going to try to do to just get into those size 5s?
Well, I said for my New Year resolution was to start the gym, but we're almost in February, so.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah. It's a wash at this point.
Yeah. 2027, hates to see you coming.
It's your year, girl.
Right?
First time I've ever heard anybody say like that. Well, January's already done.
Normally people be like, so I'll start the 1st of February. Now she's like, January's gone.
Yeah, you're like the Olympics. You come around every 4 years. Do that in 4 years. Yeah, there you go. You get the gold in thick Olympics. I know that's right. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, thank you for sharing and say hi to your pants for us, okay?
I will. You guys have a good one.
Don't tell us what to do. Bye.
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 Bye, hon. Okay, man. Thank you for all the calls. That was fun. Hopefully that was therapeutic for some people. Just inches away from happiness.
That's all we're asking.
Or take JD's league and just gain weight.
Listen, January's done. Screw it. Try it next year. So good.
Best phrase of the day.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.